Hey, everybody, this is John Moore.
And Jason Salter.
And this is Two Farts.
In a Can.
We going to explain to him this time what that's about?
Nope.
Okay, let's move on. Hey, everybody, welcome to Two Farts in a Can. This is John Moore. Today's episode is Old Blue, and we got a special guest with us. That's Bart Alford's going to be joining us, and we'll get to Bart right after this. Hey, everybody, this is Two Farts in a Can. This is John Moore. We're here with Jason Salter. And guess what? This is Old Blue, episode 4. Is this episode 4 or 5, Jay? I can't even remember.
I don't know. I got to take my shoe off if we get past 5.
Yeah. Well, we got a special one with us today. Former Texas Tech Red Raider. Former
a lot of things.
Former Vernon Regional Junior College Spartan or whatever.
Let's not talk about
him. And Duncanville Panther and 86er, Bart Alford.
Former. Let's just go.
So we got Bart Alford with us. Bart, what's going on, bud?
I'm great. How are you guys?
So, Bart, we approached you about doing this. You had your reservations. You are here now.
We're just happy to see you back in men's clothes.
Yeah, we were.
Start with that. We're going to lead with that right off the bat.
Yeah, damn right.
Yep.
I love it. I expected nothing less, actually, so that's good.
Yeah, well, listen, so we have to ask, so with everything, what are you doing now, Bart? So what's up with you and what's going on now?
You mean for a living, for a life? For
no, are you taking a dump right now? Yeah, what's going
on? I'm a baseball coach. I'm a baseball coach. I'm getting married.
Okay. Baseball coach. What's his name? Yeah, who are you marrying? So who are you marrying?
You already know who I'm marrying. Why would you ask? Candy Renee Murphy.
This is called a podcast. We are introducing you to the world. Please respond world. To my questions.
Nobody's listening to this shit. The world.
Who are you marrying?
Candy Murphy.
When is the wedding? There's a question.
We are not sure about that yet, actually.
That's the way you play it, dude. Keep putting it on.
You know, Corona kind of plays a role in that. So,
are you sure she said yes, or did you just fall asleep?
I think it might have been a dream, actually.
Hey, so let me ask you this. So you said you're coaching baseball. Obviously, with what's going on in the world right now, this COVID-19, how has that affected things for you?
Oh, it has sucked major balls.
Explain. Yeah, it's not a yes or no question. Go ahead and explain.
I haven't been able to work, so I haven't been able to do anything. I'm fortunate, though. We're good.
And how are things in the church league?
You know what? I pray over the church league frequently.
No, in all honesty, so you're coaching with, are you with DBAT? Is that who you're coaching with now? I've taken
DBAT, yes.
Yeah, well, it's tell what you do. This is a promotion out there. You can get it out there. Yeah,
what is DBAT, really? I don't know what
Jason, really?
I don't.
I do private instruction. I coach, I have 3 different teams that I coach. I get income from each of them. It's not a bad gig. I make more of it's better than a high school coach. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, I tell you, Bart, you know, I tell, and I mean this in all seriousness, I tell people all the time how fortunate I was to go to high school in Texas, in Duncanville at the time I did. And I got to watch some amazing athletes, and your name always actually comes up in that conversation. And I mean that with all the goodness in my heart. I'm very, very happy to see that you're actually teaching young kids how to be great athletes and good men just like yourself. Congratulations.
Well, you know, I'm waiting for the line that comes after that, but
there's not one. That's going to be the only time tonight that I'm going to kiss your ass properly in front of you.
You know what? That's why I do it.
Spank that shit just like this.
You know what's funny, Jason? What's really funny is we had that one question, and you know this is a good question to pose here. But Bart texted me afterwards, and the question was, "Who is the greatest athlete to come out of Duncanville?" And when I put it out there, I was talking about someone that made it professionally and longstanding.
Pat Fuger.
And, huh?
Pat Fuger.
Pat.
No.
Pat. Hey, might have been the toughest. He got run over every day by Barry.
Oh, my God. And Bart goes, "Hey, man, what about me?" And then I said, "Bart, you know, everyone in the class of 1986 knows that the best athlete far and away in the class of 86 was Bart Alfred." I said, "But that comes with a big exclamation point." And that's who your competition was, because we were your competition. So, I mean, you know, it's not hard to be a better athlete than we were.
You know why I'm wearing these shades?
Why?
My NBA 2K career requires me to wear these shades right now.
I thought you were doubling as the stunt double for Dale Earnhardt Jr. movie.
No, I didn't. My son, I've got nothing else to do but play Xbox. And 2K is my game, so I've got to wear the shades to
look cool?
Or up.
Are you killing him? Y'all need to get on. I need to get my son-in-law involved. He is a basketball guru. And, I mean, all the nerdy stuff I know about baseball, he knows about basketball. And he plays that
high school game. I've met him before.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's right. And he's – dude, he knows how to play that game all the time. Let me – let me ask you this. So, you agreed to come on here. So, you have listened to the podcast, right?
No. Do I admit to that?
No. That explains their $30.70 paycheck.
Let me ask you this. I know, and you've listened as much as you can. You've listened to some of it. What's the favorite thing you've heard on there? What's the funniest thing you heard?
Man, you know what? I don't know that there's one thing. It's just you two morons going at it back and forth. I feel like I'm sitting in your bedroom at 12 o'clock on a Friday night with a – yeah.
Yeah, and when the video comes out, you'll have to see what
finish Jason's, the rest, right?
Yeah, Jason's putting it out there. So, okay, we're going to talk. Hey, so the name of today's episode is Old Blue. We're going to talk about Old Blue later. That is a heartwarming story about a car, and we'll get into that later. But we're not going to do that now. Bart is significantly involved with that car, and my mother has refused to let him ever live that down.
And I hate to ruin the show, but I thought that was your name for Jason's pecker.
No, his balls? Yeah.
One of my balls.
One of his balls is Old Blue. So let me ask. So Bart and I predate what Jason, you met Bart in high school when we all got together, because anybody that doesn't know Duncanville, back then when we were there, Duncanville had two junior highs, Bird and Reed. And then we all came together at high school our freshman year, and that's when Jason knew Bart and ran him. I actually knew Bart from fifth grade. Bart and I
played a
long time. We played baseball together out in when I left and went out and played in Dallas. And
it
was
like it was more like eight, honestly. But
no, I came a little later. You we played for George Martin in basketball. That's
great coach, by the way.
You remember that?
Hell yeah, I remember that.
Wyatt, I remember when we used to say John Moore, basketball prodigy. It was all one thing.
Yeah, everyone talked about my my skills on the basketball court.
You know what? He could drop a dime on you every now and then back in the day.
If dime is basketball lingo for water cup, then I believe that.
Hey, let me tell you what. I was the starting point guard for Reed Junior High, and –
that explains so much about
it. I am glad that you brought up Reed Junior High. I am so glad that you brought up Reed Junior High.
Why?
Did you guys ever beat us in anything?
We beat you in prayer.
I'm here.
Because while y'all were scoring points, we were praying the game would end.
Okay, you know what? I take exception to that. At Reed.
Wait a minute. I didn't mean to be offensive. I'm just asking the question.
Okay, in seventh grade, I did a fantastic job of staring at your ass running down the sideline for a touchdown as I was chasing you. There's a fine picture of it somewhere, if I remember correctly. And not to run
the beautiful ass it is, right?
Yeah, Bart's hands up in the air holding up for touchdown, and
that's a funny picture, man. But you know, we didn't know each other then, I don't think, when that happened.
Do what now?
I don't think we knew each other when that happened.
Yeah, unfortunately we did, because I got to hear about it when we got to the baseball field that spring. I got to hear all about it. No, Reed struggled a little bit during Jason and I's tenure there.
A little?
Yeah. We won one football game. No, we won two in seventh grade and one in eighth grade. And in basketball, we won one game ever, and it was in eighth grade. By the way, we won 20-18, and I had 10 points. So, and
half. You're half the team.
Back when you got a point for hitting the backboard?
Right. You got your shoes on right, you got a point.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so we're going to start this story off. We got to do the Kathy Sharon story, and you don't remember the Kathy
Sharon
story.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
So, Jay, I don't remember if you were there. I know Higgins, Alfred were at my house. This was the first night that I had ever got drunk, and I think I was a sophomore in high school. And remember Joel Cruz or Jose? I can't remember his name.
I was
Joel
at a strip club.
Joel, it's all the same, isn't it?
Yeah, something. He anyway.
I didn't mean to offend anybody with that.
Yeah, but he brought over a case of Budweiser to the house I lived on Timberline up there, and me and Barton Higgins decided to drink beer.
Bad start, John. Bad start.
Yep. Yeah, my mother was gone. I don't know where she was at. She was out, and we drank about two beers apiece, and we were gone. And all of a sudden, Bart was gone. And I was like, where did Bart go? And I'm half lit and can't
really gone.
Yeah. I'm like, where is he? I mean, I can't find him. And so we go looking for him. And down the street, Kathy Sharon lived across the street from me. Down a little. You remember where she lived, Jason? We did that time when she had. And Bart.
Oh, Jason knows.
Bart.
Yeah, I know. I know where she lived. Bart was on the porch, though. I was busy.
Bart was sitting on the front porch with his head in his hand crying. And you had just met her because she had just come to high school that freshman year. And I said, man, what is wrong? He goes, I love her, man. I love her, man. I'm going to guess that was the alcohol talking.
No, you know what? I did. I actually did.
Did you ever date her?
For about 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's kind of the way all of them went back then. Hey, let me ask you this. We talked about the horse apple wars. Did you ever get involved with the horse apple wars?
Is that a joke?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know.
I'm offended by that question, John. I'm offended by that question.
Well, now, Jason, you only played once, right?
I did until I realized that all the girls were hanging out without you guys, and I was like, I got other shit to do.
There you go. That's the smart move right there.
So, Bart, I mean, I know that you played at least once, but did you play a few times over there?
Oh, my God, John. I played 100 times, probably. So
he was so well camouflaged, you couldn't see him.
Right. Hey, that bullet that came out of the trees and hit you from, like, 100 yards away, that was me. You couldn't see me. I'm like a stealth.
I think you guys renamed that game from War to Run Away from Glenn Ortega.
Yeah, Ortega was the one that nailed Brian Wall that night. I remember that.
As you know, Ortega's a catcher, and he's got that quick release.
John couldn't hit water if he fell out of a fucking boat, so nobody was worried about him.
Dude, and Jay, this speaks to your athletic prowess.
Great times.
Oh, dude, yeah. And Jay, this speaks to your athletic prowess because you played baseball in Duncanville the whole time before the Duncanville BBI. I went out to Dallas. In Duncanville, I was an all-star, everything in Duncanville. And I went out and played it for the Scorpions in Dallas. And they used to give us – you could actually get this book. It's called Balls and Strikes. And I had a whopping 125 average. And then this next year I hit 184, I think, or something like that.
Hey, it was your protection, John. You didn't have any protection in the lineup.
That's what it was. Yeah, I had no one in front of me that they were trying to, you know, I got all the – I came back to Duncanville and played my last 2 years in Duncanville and made the all-star team again. You know, I want to ask – this is a question, Bart, and you know that I've been doing some stuff with the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I think that's great.
And I've got a question. I call it the home run game, and we're going to play this with you, and we're going to play it with Jason. As a guy,
what's a home run?
Huh?
What's a home run?
Yeah. Okay. So you should be good at it. So Bart, in your career, you've hit a few balls over the fence in your career. No matter from where it started.
Today. Career? What career are we talking about?
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you this. Now I remember.
That's what John and I call high school sports career.
Hey, Bart, do you remember how old you were the first time you ever hit a ball over the fence for a home run in a game?
Gosh, man, I don't think I know. I would have to – let me think about that. The first time.
Now, you hit one for the Scorpions when I was playing with you.
10, 11, somewhere in there.
At Buckner? That's where I saw you.
Somewhere in there.
Okay, now you take that. This is a fun game I played with Joey Gallo of the Rangers too. You didn't do what he did. Now from
we're talking distance, are we?
No. Now here's where we go with this. So you go from that first one all the way through high school, and even you played college for a year or two. What's the one home run? And it's obviously you were older, I'd imagine. What's the one home run you remember that you hit it, and the moment you hit it, you were like, "Oh my!" And you got it. And it went.
Well, there's a couple of them. One of them was in a national championship game that I had started pitching and we were losing. And I came up with the bases loaded. We were down four runs, blah, blah, blah. I hit one out. But I jumped on that one pretty good. But
how old were you?
14 maybe.
14? Okay.
But the one that I remember hitting the furthest – was probably, I was in a good groove in high school. I was a junior. We were playing Newman Smith. And looking for a fastball waist high and got it. And it was the only time I've ever tried to hit a home run in my life and actually hit one.
Now, were we at Duncanville? Were you at Newman Smith? Where were you?
We were at Newman Smith.
Okay. And the reason this game's intriguing is because for you, you have to sit there and try to think and do that. For me, I hit one ball over a fence ever in my life, so obviously I remember it, and I was a junior on the JV, so that's the only one I ever did. Jason, I saw you hit one time in Little League in an All-Star game.
Yep.
Is that your only one?
Well, John, it was a warm Sunday afternoon in August.
And you guys were good athletes.
The great Casey stepped to the plate. I think
that was Rooski, baby.
I got invited to All-Stars just because I was bigger probably than everybody else. And it's the only home run I ever hit in my entire baseball career, as John calls it.
You never played in high school.
I hit three of them in three games. And I quit playing baseball after that.
Jason has the best play of our entire senior year of football, though. The most.
Right. I got a videotape of it if you guys would like to watch it.
I would love to watch it, actually.
Dude.
I would love to watch that.
Bart, I'm telling you, for 15 years after high school, he could pull that tape out and throw it in, and it was set to where that play was.
I thought they had video?
Remember, were on TV. My kids did not believe me when I told them. We played on TV. They would tape it on Friday, and the next Thursday night, we were on Duncanville Access Channel.
Duncanville 8-track channel.
Yeah, the 8-track channel. somebody showed me that game. Do y'all remember in our senior year when Barry Foster hit that guy on the fake punt in Grand Prairie?
I do.
Oh, my God.
Hardest hit I ever saw in my life.
And I had the best front row view of anyone there because Barry and I were the guys back to return the punts.
I have to be honest, I didn't actually see it live. I just came home, but I heard it.
Oh. Dude, you had – I can't make you – so if you remember, it was that little squatty Hispanic dude that played for them, and he took the fake – and he, before we even knew what happened, the punter jumped up like the ball went over his head. Before we knew what happened, it's me, Barry, and that guy, and we're squaring off. Well, I took off up to go get him, And look, you know me, I weighed 120 pounds.
Barry, I'm supposed to hand you the ball.
Yeah. I weighed 100. So I go to square off on this guy who's built like a brick. I mean, he's like. And as soon as, Bart, I tell you, it's hilarious. As soon as I squared on him, I was looking at him. I broke down. I mean,
get
I was just.
Get the fuck out of the way, John. Get the fuck out of the way.
No. His eyes were looking at me, and I could see his eyes looking at me, and all of a sudden they got wide, and they looked over my shoulder, and Barry came over my shoulder and just nailed him. And, dude, he hit him, and I was just – I felt the wind go by as he went by, and he, that dude fell down, and I was just standing there going, what the hell just happened?
That was not the wind. That was Guacamole Sanchez's soul rocketing past you as it shot out of his body.
No question, the hardest hit I have ever seen on a football field.
Oh my God, that was nuts. So, hey, what do you? So
well, the funny thing was, the crazy thing was, Barry was deep to receive the freaking punt.
Oh yes. Yeah, he came from 30 yards back.
Dudes, I was with him.
Who does that shit?
Yeah, I was with him. We were the
two. Oh, you
were
cursing again. I'm sorry. Nobody's listening anyway, right?
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, that and the thing about that was that made that so funny was, is that was my – for some reason, I got put on punt return and was literally told,
oh, we job, a
your no, job is to catch the ball and give it to Barry. That's what I was told by Coach Gandy.
That's the reason.
It's exactly what it was. Give the ball to Barry. And I'll never forget, 3 games into the season, we went back, and Barry looked over at me, and he goes, if you get it, don't give it to me. I mean, hell, he was getting every carry. He was, like, worn out. He was like, don't give it to me. Just go.
He's like, and I ain't blocking for your ass either.
And he never did. Of course, I had, you know, negative 14-yard return yards that year.
Well, I guess so. Your counterpart over there is like, fuck that. That ain't it.
Yeah. He's like holding his hands up. Hey, so I can remember back. So Jay and I used to play we used to play the video games. But Bart, I can remember when Bart first moved to Duncanville, he lived over in the woods, and we used to play Nerf baseball.
Woods.
Do you remember that in your living room? The Nerf baseball?
Yes. I had not thought about that until you just brought that up, actually.
And that graduated onto a game we would play at your pool when your parents moved into the house of the pool.
And we moved up.
And we would play in the pool, and if you hit it over the fence, it was an out.
Too easy.
Yeah, it was too easy. You had to hit the fence to get
what
on.
What kind of reverse psychology bullshit is that?
Yeah.
Athleticism to play this game.
Now, that's the one time that I could actually take a ball out, and I was not allowed to do it. All right, both of you.
That's not the reason.
Okay, I want both of y'all to tell me, who was the first girlfriend you ever had in Duncanville?
First girl? Like girlfriend? First girl I ever kissed? Or
we'll go into all of them. Who was your first actual girlfriend?
Jamie Keene? Yeah, late sixth, early seventh grade.
Bart?
It's either Shannon Gann or Cheryl Glenn. I don't remember which one came first. But it was – I mean, no.
Y'all were doing more than we were doing.
They know which one came first.
We matured a lot faster than we froze. I mean, I don't know.
Duck did. I know that.
Hey, I know that. Motherfucker, right?
Okay, so who's the first girl you ever kissed?
Who, me?
One of the two. I don't remember.
Well, you know, my first girlfriend ever was Tanya Clary, but that was first through third grade in the torrid love affair we had.
Your first girlfriend was Kathy.
Yeah, my wife. Yeah. Pretty much.
What's crazy is the girls we're talking about we're still friends with to this day.
Yeah.
Yeah, they smartened up and got rid of us quick.
Yeah, they all married way up after us.
Yeah, they did.
Way up.
It all went uphill for them afterwards, after that. So do you remember, Bart, do you remember Michael Martin's party? The one that we talked about?
Man, I remember vaguely about 5% of high school.
Me too.
I barely remember 5 hours ago, John, so keep that in mind when you ask me.
So tell us about the plumber. What the hell's going on there?
Man, dishwasher's backing up. We're doing a lot of stuff to the house, trying to get some things done. I'm getting my handyman degree, I think. Well, I have no other job.
Yeah.
Hang on, are we really talking about Bart's home interior exercises?
he's doing.
There's your third ball.
He's got an HGTV show coming out. It's going to be called "I Fucked the House Up."
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. So you know what? It's time to get into Old Blue. So let's go into backstories here, and we're going to have to let you guys know about Old Blue. Old Blue. Now, I saw Scott McKee's mother jumped on and said, I remember Old Blue.
Again? You saw his mother again? You need to end that relationship, John.
Yeah. But she jumped on when I asked on Facebook if anybody knew who Old Blue was and remembered Old Blue and would tell that story. She said she remembered Old Blue and then started talking about the Old Blue hole that was at 10 Mile Creek that everyone swam at.
I got that message, and I don't even know who this woman is.
It's Scott McKee's mother.
Oh, yeah, I do know who that mother.
Yeah, Scott McKee's mom. And her husband, Don McKee, if you remember him growing up.
I do.
So they had not only raised their kids in Duncanville, they grew up in Duncanville back before when Duncanville was nothing. They went there, and they were talking about the Old Blue Hole. There was a spot on 10 Mile Creek.
I don't want to know about that. I mean, that's something between you and Jason.
Yeah.
Old Blue Hole.
It has nothing to do with blue balls or anything like that. All right, so Old Blue was a station wagon. This was the first car that I ever got to drive. Jason had the car of all cars with the Vega that his dad bought him. But I had this car that was station wagon. And I'm going to tell you, it was one of the old Oldsmobile station wagons. And underneath the hood was about a 450 or something. That thing would fly out of there. And so...
You were like 11 when you were driving it. It wasn't that powerful.
Yeah. And so we got about looks like we got about 9 minutes here to get this out before this thing, or I have to upgrade. So we're watching the clock up there. We're not doing that for Bart. So anyway, so this station wagon, so I'm at practice. I want to hear your side of this. Jason, you remember the station wagon?
I do.
And that car would fly, and it was once in the Duncanville homecoming parade and not invited. We actually took that thing driving around and came in off of right
what by it needed, what it way. Needed was a little, it needed a little more traction and the tires. That's what it needed.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's what you're going to talk about when it comes. So
the best part about it being in the parade was that you put your fucking blinker on to get in.
Hey. Are y'all still talking to him?
Hi,
y'all.
Wait a minute. This just got really serious. Someone did look at that in the
picture. Get out of there before Bart's fiance comes home.
Is he that interesting?
Shut it off.
Oh, I'll listen to it. Trust me.
Okay. So, anyway, I had the station wagon. And so we were at practice. This is my sophomore.
Oh, shit. Oh,
yeah, no. You need to hear this, Andy. So I go to.
I can't see her anymore.
I get out of practice, and as I'm walking, Chuck Brashears is waiting on me.
It's his fault. It ain't my fault.
Well, I want to hear your side in a minute. So Chuck Brashears goes, John, come here. He puts his arm around me like he's going to handle it.
Nothing good's going to happen from here.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Of course.
Oh,
he goes, I want to talk to you about something. And I say, well, what? And he goes, we had a little incident. So he pulls me outside, and Bart is as white as a sheet and just walking behind him like a timid little – I mean, it's hilarious. And we go outside in the front of that. Remember when the station wagon had the bent bumper, Jay? Looked like it was smiling at you. This is the reason it was that way. So they had decided to take my keys. Bart didn't even have a driver's license. He wasn't even 16 yet.
Why do you think that's why I was scared, John?
So he took my car. We used to park back behind the baseball field and decided that he was going to drive it around to the field house. And as he was pulling
Wait. I didn't decide shit. It was somebody that decided to play a prank on you. I didn't decide that.
Why did you drive?
Maybe I did. I might have decided that.
Why did you drive?
Because I thought I could.
Wait, tell Candy to come back.
Well, I'm still here. I'm here. I'm listening. I want to see if y'all's stories match up.
Okay. So
I thought I could drive.
So anyway, Bart, when Bart pulled out of the deal to turn left to go down to that road that headed down to the field house, he spun out. It was raining. He spun out and he hit. Remember those little houses across from the high school? He hit a mailbox and knocked it over.
And knocked it over. It went on the roof.
Yeah. Well, Bart is.
No wonder the guy was pissed. That homeowner was pissed. His mailbox was on the roof.
Bart was literally looked like he's about to cry. So I'm like, you know what? It's probably not a big deal. Let's go home. I'll tell my mother I did it. And Bart's like, man, if you're going to get in trouble, I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame. But my dad's going to kill me. He's going to kill me. I mean, that's all he's talking about. And so
I'll be dead, but I'll take the blame.
So he comes home with me. And we get home, my mother walks out there, and I show her. All she asks is, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And she goes, "Okay." And
no, Mom, I'm in the hospital.
So I take Bart
to hang out with that fucker Bart.
Bart, what's going on with that light behind you? It looks like you're in the fucking witness protection program.
I have been since like 1988, I think.
Listen, okay, we got to finish this up. So we go to my mother's house. We tell my mom, Bart is literally, Jay, if you can see him, I mean, the guy's about to cry. My mother just, she knows something's up. Why is Bart all the way over on our side of town late at my house? But she's like, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm okay. It's just a bumper bent down." And I said, "Well, I'm going to take Bart home." And she goes, "Okay, all the way home." Man, I can't think, you know, I mean, he was like ready to,
I still owe you. I still owe you.
Yeah, he was ready to perform services if needed. I mean, he was.
No, wait a minute.
Hey, get closer to the computer, Bart. We can't hear you.
Say that again. Say Bart would perform services.
There were no services being offered, is what I'm saying.
But you were happy.
Oh, yeah. I was happy that I had a friend that would take that kind of fucking fall for me, for sure.
So, anyway, Jay, so we go. We finish, and I think it's our graduation night. So we're 3 years later or whatever. We're getting ready to go to graduation, and my mother goes, "All right, tell me what happened with the car." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And she goes, "What happened with station wagon? You had Bart here that night. I know something was up. You tell me what was going on." And so by this time, the station wagon's long gone. And so I'm like, "All right, I'll tell you." So – you know what?
It was gone that day, John. Trust me, it was gone that day.
So I told her the truth. So that night at the graduation at Texas Stadium, do you remember what she said to you?
I remember the first time I saw her that she said something about it. I thought it was at a reunion, but
it may have been at the reunion. Anyway, whatever. It was
a reunion. Tickets.
Bart, put that away. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Yes, Bart. Get in and hide, please.
Oh, that's what it was. It was our 5-year reunion. And so she came up to him and she said, "Hey, you know, I haven't seen you since we graduated. I've been trying to get a hold of you. There's a guy that called me about that someone had knocked his mailbox over." And then,
I believe that's the way that happened.
And he has been trying to get me to pay him, and I finally went to John to find out what was going on, and he told me you were the one that was driving the station wagon.
Gay, I love you. I love you, Gay Moore.
And she said his face went white. She goes, "It's $500. He wants me to pay for this mailbox." She said his face went white, and he was like, "You got to be fucking kidding me."
It was Chuck.
It was Chuck.
Chuck's fault. Yes. Absolutely Chuck's fault.
You know, and Old Blue, we got to give it to Old Blue. That card,
funny thing to me about that story is how the thought process went into this is a good idea.
Okay, so what happened?
How did it start?
I believe Chuck Beshears and I were sitting next to each other in a freshman football locker room and going, hey, there's John's keys. Let's steal his fucking car and act like, let's mess with John.
Please so tell me you got that on tape, John.
You what? Yeah, now we've got it on tape.
There you go.
Just for clarity, you and Chuck were pre-plotting Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly.
So, Bart, tell me about the wreck. Tell me exactly how the wreck.
Nobody's listening to this shit anyway.
Tell me how the wreck actually happened.
Well, I thought I could drive, and I was 15, and I had no clue how to drive. And I'm driving a station wagon that's souped up. Now you tell me.
Yeah.
That was it. It's your fault, John.
It was raining. By the way, it was raining. Yeah. And so I was going to do a little donut in the street of Cedar Ridge in front of the high school, right? Great idea.
You were going to – were you seriously going to try to do a donut or that's
– Oh, I was definitely trying to spin the tires a little bit and take off. Yes, for sure.
Just have fun. And what happened?
Didn't work out so well.
Now, did y'all talk to the guy that owned the mailbox?
Oh, he was pissed.
So what did he say?
I mean, he came out like any of our fathers would, like Donnie or Bob would have. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Get out of my driveway, you little bastards.
You little peon.
And so what did y'all tell him?
I'm like, Chuck did it.
Chuck did the talking?
No, Chuck drove is what I was telling the homeowner.
Chuck did it. Everything's Chuck's fault. Has anyone heard from Beshears? I haven't even heard from him in 30 years.
Oh, I have.
You have?
I have.
You get What's a letter every week from Sublock 6?
No, but close to it.
What's he doing?
I saw him about 8 years ago, maybe. We were going to see an old friend that was in town. And we just happened to hook up, and he was going to pick me up. And 2 minutes into it, he's driving down the street, and he goes, Bart, I just want to punch you in the face.
What?
Tell me that's not Chuck Beshears.
Did he say why?
No, I just told him, I said, Chuck, I understand, but if you punch me in the face, I promise you we are going to wreck this car.
Yeah.
You remember what happened last time you said that.
And John's mom is not here to buy right. John's BS and just go with it.
Yeah, that shit was funny in the ninth grade.
That's right. Not at 49.
So Bart, tell me this. In all seriousness, who from the old Duncanville days, whether they were older than us, younger, who do you still keep in touch with?
Oh, my gosh. Glenn Ortega, for sure. That's my brother from another mother. Matt Verner, Troy, Chavez. Chavez is who y'all need to have on.
We're working towards it.
Yeah. There's
you two now. You two now, which I'm thankful for. Trying to think. Candy Murphy.
Who?
Yeah.
So what is Glenn doing? I ran into Glenn when we went to that state championship game. He lives down in like Cedar Hill, Red Oak or something, doesn't he?
I believe so. I don't know for sure, but yeah, I think so. He's still a Dallas fireman. He's helping the community, man. He's a great guy. Love him.
Yeah, I didn't know he was a fireman. Good for him.
Do you keep up with Martin at all?
Yes, I see Michael all the time, talk to him all the time. We got players, he sends me guys, and I try to send him guys, but he's like, unless they throw 95, I don't want them.
So he's still at Eastfield, right?
Yeah, doing well. Great coach. Just like his dad.
Yeah, no kidding. That was I still remember playing for George Martin in basketball, YMCA basketball. And we were running the pick and roll at 11 years old, and we were killing teams.
We're talking about Atlantic City, didn't we?
Oh my gosh, we played a team, Jay, that was an all. They were all African-American kids, all taller than every one of us. No, seriously, this is not a joke. They were huge. We just basically, we were playing in a tournament after we had won our league, and we had all resigned ourselves to the fact that, okay, well, they're going to kick our ass. That's okay. You know what? We've won all our games. We beat the hell out of them. I mean, they didn't know we were running. We were bounce passing, doing all that behind. I mean, we beat them by 25 points and just killed them. And Jordan,
let me get this straight. You were playing basketball against a bunch of tall black basketball players.
Yes.
I find that very hard to believe.
It never happens.
Nope.
No, and I'm telling you right now.
Seriously, though, George Martin is the reason we won that game.
We were running. They had never seen. They were just used to run and gun, you know, that run and gun offense that people run and go back. And we were setting up an offense, and we were calling one or two and doing that. And, man, we just beat the crap out of them. I remember at that game, we didn't even celebrate. We were just kind of looking around like, what the hell just happened? I mean, that team was so – they were mystified at what had just happened.
Hey, you just brought up one of the most influential persons in my whole Duncanville life, that man right there. He was a good man.
He's absolutely a good man. And okay, so Jay, I'm turning it over to you now.
Hey, in case you haven't noticed, and judging by the listenership, you have not. we got a little bit of swag going on. If you can see my tits right there, two farts in a can. Shirt
in
any size, several colors.
You broke up. Say it again.
Those are moobs. Moobs.
Hey, moobs. You know what? We're going to run. I tell you what. Moobs. Jason, show him the shirt. It's two farts in a can t-shirt. And let me tell you what we're going to do.
Man. Thank you. I love y'all.
Let me tell you what we're going to do, guys. If you go, the first 50 people that go follow us on Twitter @2FartsInACan, the number 2, will be put in a drawing, and we will draw the name, and they will get a free shirt that we will give to you. But you've got to be –
yep.
Do what?
You'll get punched in the face by Chuck Brashear.
Wait a minute. You've got to say what's on the shirt?
The two farts in the can shirt.
We'll say what's on the shirt later, depending on who wins.
Yes.
The only downside is I come with it. Because this is the only one we could afford to have made.
Yeah. Well, if you go to the website at two farts, www.twofartsinacan.com, you can actually, I don't know that anyone would ever buy a two farts t-shirt, but they're there to buy.
I know where that came from, by the way.
Huh?
I know where two farts in a can, I'm pretty sure I know where that came from.
We got to go, John. We got to go.
Have you heard that story?
I lived it.
I don't think you actually lived this one. This is a Jason.
I might not have been there that night, but I've heard the story a million times.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, and Jason won't allow me to say it, so we're under a gag order.
I think I might have been there, honestly. I think I might have been there. Because I remember you two were two of the best fart blower-uppers I've ever.
So how's Candy? Does she fart good?
Candy does not fart ever.
He's a liar.
She's looking right at you.
Yeah, she said he's a liar. But she has blown him out of the bedroom many times, and he's had to leave.
I'm not stupid.
Huh?
I'm not stupid. She's never farted in her life.
Then she's about to explode, dude. You need to run. All that work you did. All that work you did is for nothing. It's about to get really ugly in there when she blows. She's gonna look. You're gonna look like these girls behind me.
Mud children.
Yep. That's what you're going to look like. If anyone can see, they can't see it. They'll have to see it when the video comes out.
Okay, she has farted, and that's not going to happen.
Okay. Is she over there by you?
No, she's working her ass off. She's trying to support me.
Yeah, because you obviously aren't a plumber. I swear to God, my
obviously
wife.
Obviously not. Obviously not. Hence the delay of the show tonight.
Yeah, well, no, and my wife, my father-in-law, can fix anything. This man, and when she married me, we got married, and our friend, we've been married at 18 years now, or 17 years, coming up on 18.
God bless that woman.
Oh my God, she's a saint. And like, she would go, "Well, just you do it," and I would look at her and go, "Who the fuck do you think you married? I mean, what do you think? Do you think I have tools? I mean, I don't even know what you're doing."
You used to have tools to mess up your good looks. I get it.
You used to have tools. The tools are not what they used to be.
Look at me, I'm fat. You know what?
Since the upgrade of the hammer, Bart has been very confused.
Yes. I tell you how fat I am. I'm so fat now that when I raise my hand this high, I have to adjust my clothes. That's how fat I am.
John's so fat, 2 weeks ago he was dancing and the band skipped.
Hey, you guys call me sometime when we're not on podcast. I love y'all.
No, you quit saying you love us.
I do.
I don't. He keeps trying to get off. We're going to make you stay here now. We're going to stay here until. We're going to stay here until you.
To do, trust me, I have shit to do.
We're going to stay here until you. I saw this guy the other day walk by me. You ever seen one of those guys that has? Look, he had white chest hair coming out. He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt that comes out like.
Yeah, he used to teach us biology in the eighth grade, I think.
Looked like a Build-A-Bear that someone slit his throat and just, you know. And all I could think of was, if I could get a picture of this
guy. You know, they have tools. Speaking of tools, they have tools for that shit now. You can clean that shit up.
Manscaping.
Manscaping. Yes. That's the only thing that, you know, and my wife hates the beard, so she's. Doesn't even want it. I mean, look at me. I'm all the way out of
this. You look good, John. I mean, you're making me kind of horny.
Thank you.
Can I say that?
That's not the goal, though. You're not the person I'm trying to impress. Hey, why is Candy texting me?
It's better me than no one, right?
Why's Candy texting me? Call me later.
I love the beard.
Yeah. Jay? You told him about the t-shirts. We told him about the website.
Yep.
Let's wind this thing down. Bart, appreciate you coming on and talking about the old days. I mean,
I don't know how good it was, but I love you guys, man. Y'all take care.
Jay, tell him goodbye.
Deuces.
We're out of here, guys, and we'll see you next time. Jason Salter and John Moore would like to remind you that tonight's episode was sponsored by Allsup's, home of the Allsup's burrito, making people puke since 1985. Well, not people, Jason. Jason puked in 1985. All right, folks, that's it. Turn it off. Go to bed.